www.thebigfootshow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, does your gun have a virus? Does your gun, or is your gun a virus? Well, we'll have more on that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by. But first and foremost, the guy who could part the Red Sea has now been nominated, unofficially or officially, to be president or vice president. What was that that Mitt Romney said? Paul Ryan, he's going to be my VP pick. Really? Paul Ryan? The pseudo-conservative Paul Ryan? Is that for real? We got to cover this. Do you know that this is a recipe for abject failure if you wanted to appease and support the conservative movement or those who want smaller government? And this is how smart Romney is. He picks Paul Ryan, the guy who never met a subsidy he didn't like, who never met a bailout he didn't want. Oh, yes, my friends, political healing on tap here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you're with me. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. What do you think? Paul Ryan, vice presidential pick for Mitt Romney, who may or may not become the presidential nominee at the Republican National Convention in a couple of weeks. I kid you not. There is a big movement afoot to say, don't vote for the guy. Even though we claim that you are committed via your state's RNC Republican nomination process, it may not be as smooth sailing as he thinks this will be. Paul Ryan. Yes, he is a Tea Partier. Not. Unbelievable, this Paul Ryan guy. Are you deluded to believe that he's a consistent fiscal conservative? And also, are you deluded enough to believe that any president, beside a President Ron Paul, is going to really change anything? And I'll give a hat tip as well to Gary Johnson. Although nobody is economically plugged in as Ron Paul, as well as the issue of non-interventionism on a broad perspective. Nobody's like that. We know that. By the way, great quote by Ron Paul. We're going to talk Chris Barr later on in the program. We've got a lot to cover on issues of cancer, diabetes, whole food nutrition, follow-ups as well. But there's a great lady who we'll talk about next hour who's just passed from this earth in her 80s, and she was one of the key starting points on this issue of vaccines and of vaccine awareness and raising the alarm bell that vaccines are dangerous and they're not necessary. So we'll get to that in a little while. But what was it that Ron Paul said? When we give government the power to make medical decisions for us, we, in essence, accept that the state owns our bodies. And Paul Ryan believes that the state owns your body. I'll tell you what. Mitt Romney does as well. Barack Obama, definitely. No question about it. Do you believe that the state owns your body? Who are you going to support then? Or who are you going to abandon then? What are you going to do? Give me a call, 800-259-5791, if you'd like to be part of the United States of Health Talk Radio these next couple of hours. 800-259-5791. Paul Ryan, yes, Mr. Small Government. Did you know that he voted yes on TARP in 2008? Oh, that's a small government conservative. How about he voted yes on the $15 billion bailout for GM and Chrysler? Government Motors, who they claim the best, if you watch the Olympics, all the advertising, the best season ever for Government Motors in our history. Well, thanks to the U.S. taxpayer, yes. Voted yes on the $192 billion additional stimulus spending, July 2009, just in case you thought he woke up and got some conservatism. No, in 2009 he still hadn't gotten it. Going back to 2003, just to show he's consistent,
voted yes on Medicare Part D prescription drug expansion. Yes, old people didn't have enough drugs, and there weren't enough taxpayers supporting the old people's ability to be on those drugs. Thank you, Paul Ryan. He voted yes on $70 million for Section 8 housing vouchers. That was in 06. He voted yes on No Child Left Behind, further nationalizing education. That's it. Small government, Paul Ryan. You're going to hear. Say, hey, is that? Yeah, that was 2001. At least he's consistent. Voted yes on the Head Start Act. Voted yes on making the Patriot Act permanent. How do you like them apples? Government security complex. The Nazi Department of Homeland Security. Voted yes on Head Start Act in 2007. Voted yes on authorizing military force, a non-declaration of war in Iraq. How's that working out for you? How about Paul Ryan on bailouts and government stimuli? Bailouts and government stimuli. Actually, let's hear from Paul Ryan himself. If we can get that clip one, just a second. I'll call for it in a moment. But we want to hear from Paul Ryan about how consistent he is, about how principled he is, because we all want a principled person, human, or whatever you want to call them, in office, do we not? Do we like principles here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Yes. Do we abandon them? No. But what does Paul Ryan do when it comes to his principles? Let's hear from him now. Segment one, go ahead.
Madam Speaker, this bill offends my principles, but I'm going to vote for this bill in order to preserve my principles, in order to preserve this free enterprise system.
What did he say? Okay, my principles are offended by this, Madam Speaker, but I'm going to vote for it to salvage my principles. Hello? Does anybody know if this guy's on psychiatric meds? I posited the consideration that all of them are, if they're willing so callously to say, yes, I've got principles, but that bill offends my principles. But then I better vote for it to defend my principles in order to salvage what? A market? A free? There's no a free market? TARP? A free market? Prescription drug expansion? A free market? What else? GM? A free market? You going to pick the winners and losers, Paul Ryan? Are you related to Barack Obama, too? Like this guy, the president before him, was as well? You know, that's an interesting consideration. It's not new to Paul Ryan. See, we're not just picking on Paul Ryan because there are others who have done the same thing. Now, whether Obama has had any principles to abandon, that's debatable. But Paul Ryan, who claims to be a Tea Party aficionado, was offended by something in the TARP bailout, etc. But in order to defend his principles, he voted for it anyway, in order to save what? A free market? Where have we heard this before? Another true conservative champion. Do you remember the president before Obama? What was his name? George W. Bush. Remember how conservative Bush was? How he had to salvage the free market and how he what did he do? Are you ready with clip two? Let's hear what George W. Bush did when faced with the same scenario that Paul Ryan was faced with. And he abandoned what? Go ahead, George Bush.
I've abandoned free market principles to save the free market system.
What? I've abandoned free market principles to save the free market. There's your principal politician. And Mitt Romney selected him. Mitt Romney, the guy, we don't even know what he stands for. Well, if you look at his record, we do. He stands for Obamacare in Massachusetts. Although he'll argue that, well, that what's right for Massachusetts may not be right for everybody. But he believed in Massachusetts it was right to mandate that government force you to purchase a service from the medical monopoly. Do you understand that? Medical monopoly. There's no free market. Don't give me this. Mitt Romney, he's a businessman. He salvaged the Winter Olympic Games. My aspirin, he did. He is not a free market guy. There is no free market guy running. Save Ron Paul, perhaps Gary Johnson. Where's the free market? No, free market. Free market's mean. It's cruel. It's unusual. No, what's mean and cruel and unusual is the violation of every commandment, including thou shalt not steal, as that has been engaged by, guess what? Paul Ryan, George W. Bush, and every other small government, big government conservative in the Republican Party who believes in corporatism. So, here, you're wondering, why are you bashing Obama, Robert Scott Bell? Well, we're doing some political healing. It doesn't take much to talk about Obama and what he didn't have principles to begin with. What is he abandoning? But you're being duped again. You must vote for Romney because if you don't, it's a vote for Obama. No, A vote for Romney is a vote for Goldman Sachs. A vote for Paul Ryan is a vote for Goldman Sachs and the status quo and the theft and the deranged destruction of these United States of America, which you could argue is already diminished and passed from this earth. Shall not diminish? No, it's perished. It's done. We're operating under a state of bankruptcy. This goes back to 1933. And I love the 10th Amendment, right? The 10th Amendment says, you know, if the powers are not granted to the federal government in the Constitution, they're reserved to the states and the people respectively. But the states got no rights either. They have abandoned their creative position, their superior position to the federal government when they accepted the bankruptcy. They're in receivership. The states don't have anything to say. There's no representation. The senators aren't even selected by the state legislatures. You understand that? They're voted on by the sheeple. The sheeple vote for the senators. Why? What do? Is there a standing? Do the states have any standing? Which Paul should we be voting for here? How about Ron Paul? Let me hear this last clip before we go to break. What does Ron Paul have to say? Go ahead.
Anything of substance. The debt is going to continue to go up. There's not any one agency that's going to be removed, and the goal is to maybe balance the budget in 30 years. I think he's very sincere, and his budget is obviously better than Obama's, but he said that he's being brave to cut these sacrosanct social programs, but he adds money to the militarism overseas, to the warmongering going on. They won't touch that. And in my program, matter of fact, I address that first. I want to get home so that you don't have to attack child health care or Medicare, even though those programs are bankrupt. You have to deal with them. But even in my first year of cutting $1 trillion, I don't touch that stuff.
Back after this with more of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it anytime to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you didn't catch that last audio clip, it began with Ron Paul talking about Paul Ryan, how he wants to balance the budget. Sure, he's sincere. 30 years down the road, if you think there'll be a United States 30 years at that pace, man, you are already on so many psychiatric drugs, there's no return. But that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, to detoxify you from all of the drug-induced mayhem, stupering, slavery that exists within the old media, that exists on Capitol Hill, that exists with just about every Republican and Democrat, sans very few of them, that see through this and the new crop that are coming up trying to salvage this thing, if it's even salvageable. I mentioned, and by the way, you can call in if you tell me I'm wrong about Paul Ryan. Go ahead, but back it up. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Tell your friends to plug in 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links to all the wonderful sponsors here. Please, all I'll ask you to do is click on their links. Say thanks to them. They make this message of health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media possible. We appreciate them very much. A little later on, Christopher Barr is going to join us again. We're going to talk about some food-grown nutrition as well as some other stories. We're going to be thanking a very dear, dear woman who passed from this earth recently on the 8th of August about the vaccine issue that she brought up. And it is school children hunting season. You know that. All right, have you looked in your statutes? Have you been to vaclib.org or any of these vaccine awareness websites? Find out the statutes in your state to know what you got to do to opt out via religious exemption, albeit there are two that are unconstitutionally suppressing your ability to do so. But have you done that? Are you protecting your children? Let me know, 800-259-5791. If you've had a run-in with the state or a nurse or a doctor on this issue, I want to hear from you. Is it enough about Paul Ryan? Have we beaten Paul Ryan into the ground yet? How about doctors targeting gun violence as a social disease? Goodness me, could this be industrial disease? Remember that song? Is a gun like a virus, a car, tobacco, or alcohol? Yes, say public health experts. Oh dear, they're experts, so we must bow down and believe them. And in the wake of recent mass shootings, they're calling for a fresh look. We need a fresh look at gun violence as a social disease. I'll tell you what the social disease is. Psychiatric drugs. Nutritional deficiencies due to food that is devoid of vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. And of course, they're going to blame the guns. No, blame the people. The people who are so deficient and so hopped up on psychiatric drugs, fluoride, heavy metals, they don't know which way is up or down. They don't know the difference between right and wrong, and they're subject to any number of suggestions. And so this article I have linked up on the Robert Scott Bell Show website in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Again, how do we get guns out of the hands of all Americans, right? Like in India complaining about the shooting of the Sikh temple. Why are they complaining to Barack Obama about that and ignoring at the same time the 200,000 million? How many people have been killed by Monsanto in India? How many? I ask you. And here we're just going to worry about the guns as if they're the cause of it? I mean, they want a science-based, pragmatic approach based on the reality of a society saturated with guns and seeking better ways of preventing harm from them? No, what's saturated on their brains is not enough saturated fat so they can think clearly on this issue. It is not the gun. It is not gun violence. It is people violence. It is people so devoid of humanity based on the fact that they're not eating food. And, of course, the violence of vaccination on these children, on these helpless infant babies. The first act of violence is not done by a gun, it's done by a syringe, by licensed representatives of the state and the pharmaceutical industrial complex. They're looking at disease patterns, they're observing how problems spread. Is it gun ownership? A precursor to gun violence. Wow, nobody can be violent without a gun, huh? How about all the beatings that are going on? Should we take the fists of the people who are beating their spouses? What are we going to do here? Or can you look at the fact that these people don't have enough essential fats in their bodies? They're devoid of saturated fats that help their nervous system to be calm, to help their endocrine system to be normal. And they're saying that, this gun violence, it can be spread like an infectious disease circulates, according to Daniel Webster. The devil, Daniel Webster, a health policy expert and co-director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research in Baltimore, where, yes, it's a violent culture because nobody can eat food. In the inner city of Baltimore, have you tried to get organic food? Maybe you're growing it, and I'd like to hear from you as well. But the quote from the article, there's sort of a contagion phenomenon after a shooting where people feel they need to have a gun for protection or retaliation. Well, duh! That should be your moment of duh! But here's where the medical community overwhelmed, and it's Johns Hopkins, medical indoctrination. Where what is modern medicine's approach to disease, right? It's not to address the true cause of it, which is the humans that are devoid of vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, for instance, thrown into horrific warlike situations without declarations, police state activity. What is it? It's to destroy your immune system with chemicals, with synthetic toxins born out of World War II mustard gases. World War I mustard gases. Played up with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, colorings, flavorings, additives, preservatives, you name it. Now genetically modified organisms. And so when you have a problem, what does modern medicine say is the solution? We kill you or a part of you and hope that you still survive. What do? We wipe out your immune system with chemicals. We chemically castrate your immune system. These are the same people who are telling you how to deal with guns. Remove your ability to defend yourself. This is the disarmament mentality of the collectivist goons in modern medicine and the United Nations, who want to come in here along with Democrats and some Republicans who believe in, yes, we must regulate the guns. We must make it a policy that you have to ask permission to carry one, which already is a violation of your right to defend yourself. If you have to ask permission to defend yourself, you don't own yourself. You are subject to what? To the whims of a government who says, today we'll let you have it, but tomorrow, no. No. Case in point, Ron Paul's statement that I mentioned earlier. When we give government the power to make medical decisions for us, we, in essence, accept that the state owns our bodies. And much of the American sheeple populace believes that to be factual or would like it to be factual. Would like you, as would Paul Ryan, like you to have government intervening everywhere around the world and here domestically. On civil liberties. Yeah, federalizing driver's license. That's the de facto national ID. Hello, Nazi Germany. Making the Patriot Act permanent, I mentioned. Voting yes on allowing electronic surveillance without a warrant. Intervening around the world, supporting those that we created, the Mujahideen in Afghanistan during the Cold War years of the Soviet Union, who now become Al-Qaeda, who now, it could be argued, we're aiding and abetting in Syria to overtake that government. And then, of course, those people are going to be more terroristic against America and so-called American interests. This is an amazing time, isn't it? But those of you who are not on drugs, those of you who listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show can see clearly here these absurdities. And that's why you're a little bit nervous, and I understand why. And we're going to talk about that because there's more on the horizon about banking issues. But first and foremost, statins, wonderful statins. After the break, they keep trying to make those statins the most wonderful drug known to man. Are statins the new once-a-day vitamin? We're going to get to that. Are you on a statin? Listen to the next segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Give me a call, 800-259-5791. Back after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, we're all just one statin drug away from heaven, from the pearly gates. That's right, because statin drugs are actually death-inducing. We hope that the pearly gates are yours to be, but hey, don't go there before your time. Stop with the statins. Come on, people. Ah, man. Just the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just humble little RSB. Talking to you from my heart. A little bit of passion once in a while does bleed through. Speaking of bleeding out, not only statins, but, of course, the rat poisons they want to do to thin your blood. But lots of propaganda on tap to keep those statin drugs front and center. You got to keep ingesting them like Flintstone vitamins, which may be as dangerous, but that's another story. We'll get to it with Chris Barr later on in the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Call me, 800-259-5791. Healing on all levels, including political today. We've got some economic discussion as well. Banking collapses on the way. Could it be? We've been talking about it for years here. Are you prepped? More people could benefit from taking cholesterol-lowering statins, even those considered to be at low risk of cardiovascular disease. This according to an editorial published in the August 6th issue of the Medical Journal of Australia. Maybe that's why Australia sucked the eggs in the Olympics this time. Are too many of the Aussie Olympians on statin drugs? Could that be the case? How can you argue? Come on, doctors! How can anybody argue that a statin drug is good for you? Sure, let's deplete mitochondrial function. Let's wipe out the ability to produce energy in the cells. Let's precipitate congestive heart failure. Oh, that's brilliant. That's why we should put statin drugs in the water supply. Remember, we used to cover this. I think the British medical people were arguing for this. I don't think they bought into it because Britain had a lot of medals, a lot of gold medals. But Australia? Professor Anthony Keach, Deputy Director, Clinical Trial Center at University of Sydney. He was co-authored of this thing. A question whether more people should be eligible for lipid-lowering therapy. That's it. We must all lower our lipids. What? Yes, it's fat. Fat is the great evil. That's right. God created fat. So what, therefore, it's a dangerous death cult. These people are taking on the Creator with statin drugs. They're wiping out creation by lowering fats, which we all need. What? To prevent heart attacks, to reduce inflammation, to increase production of vital life-saving lipids, if not ingesting them. And the reality that we have here, that we know here, without a medical degree, that cholesterol is life-saving. It is a critical component in protecting you from ultimately dying of inflammation of the arteries, the venous system, the entire cardiovascular system. That inflammation, if not corrected, creates damage, injuries. It's part of the injurious response within the vascular system. And when this occurs, the cholesterol is there along with other things to patch up that damage to keep you alive long enough to one day maybe have a heart attack if you're not aware. We have a call. Hold on. We'll get to the call next segment. We got callers coming up. By the way, 800-259-5791. It's a short segment, so I don't want to squeeze the call in yet. But the issue of cardiovascular disease being caused by cholesterol, bunk, bogus. If your doctor still believes it's to be the case, fire him or her and increase your omega-3 essential fats, your DHA, your EPA. Don't worry about cholesterol coming in with eggs. It is not going to impact negatively on your health. In fact, if your cholesterol can be argued to be abnormally high or low, it's more indicative of liver congestion. That which they will not detect on a liver enzyme test, because by the time the enzymes are elevated, it is long past the time that a humble homeopath like myself or other holistic health care providers would identify that we've got to support your liver. We've got to get the selenium in your body that is not in the food because it's been ripped out of most every American food. Case in point, the reason why they're going after your guns. Right. Because they don't have selenium in their system. And they don't want you to have it either. We want you to have it. We'll talk more about that. On the other side of this break, we got vaccine stuff coming up. We got calls coming up. This is the United States of Health Talk Radio. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hey, does parenting make you fat? Moms and dads out there, did you have kids and you got fat? Parenting makes you fat. They're saying, oh, you're eating too much saturated fat. Another bogus story to make you fear fat, make you fat phobic. You know, the only thing I want you to be phobic about are vaccines, because that's a legitimate fear, that they inject this into your children. Again, inciting the violence that later manifests itself out. These kids know. They're not all aware in the same way you are as an adult, but they know they've been assaulted by these needles in childhood. And it is school children hunting season. It's as bad as what Jerry Sandusky does. Yeah, there's some sick stuff there. We've got some updates on that story with John Rappaport. I hope you've been keeping up with all the articles we've been putting up on robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts there. We'll be activating that shortly. That's at robertscottbell.com. But vaccine season it is. And Leo's calling up with a question or comment on vaccine. Leo, are you in Oregon?
Yes, I am.
Please don't collect rainwater. I don't want to see you go to prison.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I read about that guy. I hope he has a victory. They're appealing it. I don't know if he's actually gone to prison yet.
Yes.
He was doing that for like 37 years, and he was. I read it in the local news over here.
Incredible.
And it was just incredible. He was. He had youth groups out there. He was a pastor. People were swimming in his ponds in the summertime, and they used them for firefighting. And they didn't allow any of that stuff as evidence.
Where is the outrage in Oregon? That's what I'd like to see, the people rising up against the state tyranny on that level. But you called about vaccines, and it's an issue very near and dear to my heart, because my own assaults on me as a child, I was vaccine damaged, had to overcome a lot. And so I speak outwardly and openly about this, and, of course, have done some seminars on it. But what was your question, Leo?
Well, my child is not vaccinated, and so I don't need convincing, but there was somebody that I was hoping to show a video to, and I got a video on vaccines. I won't say what the name of the video is, because, you know, whatever is providing an alternate view is good. But I wanted to find out in the video, and I think it's a video, maybe it was a webinar that you offered. I was one, because it didn't, in this movie, it didn't talk about Johannes Salk's testimony before Congress.
How did they miss that? Dude.
And they didn't talk about the government and the medical establishment's own study. Well, they mentioned that there were studies, but they didn't show the correlation between actual after after children were vaccinated, it showed an increase in the disease.
Holy tamale. Leo.
Versus,
stand by, Leo. This is incredible if it wasn't in there. I mean, you want to talk about a devastating seminar on vaccines. John Rappaport and I did this, 10-plus hours of audio. It's still available for download through Webseed. You can go to robertscottbell.com, click on the link. It is devastating. There is nothing left standing in terms of vaccine defenders once you get this audio. Everything you mentioned, plus some, things that you've never heard of in terms of the history of vaccination, the weaving in the government medical complex, the fact that the vaccine-induced diseases are very real. In fact, the things that they are creating are much worse than the diseases they're claiming to protect you against, which they are not actually doing with vaccines. We don't leave a stone unturned, Leo, and I'm glad, so glad you brought that up.
What's the name of a webinar?
It's a webinar with downloadable audio, MP3s, over 10 hours of audio, plus downloadable documents all included. And that's called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. All the things they don't want you to hear.
And it's on your website, Rob?
Yeah, you'll see on the top right-hand corner of the website, robertscottbell.com. Just click the link. It'll take you to Webseed. It is stunning. Yeah, I still can't believe all that we were able to get out in 10-plus hours of audio plus the research documents. So, yeah, all that you want and ask for and more. But if people aren't prepared to see these facts about the history of this, they might not want to listen. But if they do, they will be changed forever and empowered forever and never will become a victim of the lies coming out of the vaccine industrial complex.
Well, hey, Robert, thanks a lot for the work you're doing, and I will check that out, and I'll probably end up getting it because I want to be armed with as much information as possible.
Absolutely, Leo. We appreciate you getting that out to everybody who still has the ears to hear, who are slowly waking up to this message. I appreciate what you're doing out there, and thank you for the call.
Thank you, Robert. And, this gal's little boy is suffering from it looks a lot like the leaky gut stuff that I've seen that it's, you know, that I've read about that can be attributed to the, I think it was Wakefield. I've read so much stuff over the years, but I think it was Wakefield that was doing the stuff that how it affected your digestive tract. And
exactly. And we actually go through, and again, thank you again for the call, Leo. We actually go into the healing of the gut with many different options for you in that seminar. So you actually learn corrective action for those children and adults who have been damaged by vaccines even 70 years ago. Stand by. We're going to talk more about fats. And are your ancestors from Mexico? Maybe you should eat more like grandma. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
By the way, if you're still freaking out about cholesterol levels, you know, at least you can go back to your doctor and say, hey, what about the ratios, right? And they acknowledge it, or if they've read the studies. And I can't guarantee you that your doctor's even read the studies, because they're often such sheeple themselves that they just do whatever the drug companies tell them to do. And you'll say, hey, what about the ratios? How's my HDL to LDL, right? Say, hey, doc, what if I raise that HDL, the levels that make the LDL inconsequential? Not that I'm saying LDL is bad. I don't buy into that either. But indicative, well, we're worried about inflammation, healing inflammation. The HDL is good. The LDL is not bad. But, of course, we're overcoming a lot of good, evil scenarios in the creation of the body, where we've divided our own bodies into good and evil. Right? How great is that? The God created us as evil. Well, I'm not going to get into that right now. But if you want to elevate your high-density lipoproteins, give Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com a call at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, and get the GTF Chromium. Chris Barr and I have talked about this. By the way, Chris is going to join me next hour, talking about elevating HDL by simply getting on 100 micrograms three, maybe four times a day. 100 micrograms three, maybe four times a day, depending on your needs. Did it with my mom. She's 78, no drugs. They wanted to put her on statins. She did with the chromium, like I said, bingo, HDL climbed and was like, oh, no problem here, Miss Bell, right? Isn't that brilliant? So simple. We are lacking nutrients. We are not lacking statin drugs. There is no vitamin S. You got that? And, of course, they want you to be fat phobic. I mentioned this briefly, this idea that if you're a new parent, watch out for saturated fat. It's going to get you. It's so evil. It's going to kill you. No, it's not. It depends on the quality of the fat. If the fat is saturated, and it happens to contain loads of heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, you name it, colorings, flavorings, all these fat-soluble toxins, that's a different story. Then you're out of your mind eating food that is toxic. That is wrong. That's what we're talking about here. Because a lot of this stuff ends up in the saturated fat, in the fat cells of the body, because your body's smart. If the liver's not working well, it's going to go, hey, throw it in the fat, if that's your body type. And that'll also be an adaptation to keep you alive longer. Because there are some studies that say skinny people don't live as long as fat people. Did you hear about this? Why? In my humble opinion, it's because the skinny people can't deal with the toxins as well if their liver is congested. Now, if their liver is doing fine, it's coming in, it's going out, right? But if it's not, that accumulation is going to not happen in the same way, because your body type doesn't lend itself toward the excess fat and water retention. And so that burden is going to affect your organs, including your vascular system. And that's where we do want the cholesterol to defend you, to keep you alive, while we reduce the burden by what? Increasing the HDL, increasing the selenium, doing so many good fats to reduce the inflammation, restoring function to the liver, right? We talked about, I think it was last week, we talked about the Rife frequency, right? With Judy, Rife frequency. And I want you to get together with your friends, family, neighbors, neighborhood, and pick up a Rife machine, because you can address even liver toxicity with vibration, with energy. And so the Rife frequency at BCX Ultra is bioelectricsforhealth.com. They're at 800-936-6240. 800-936-6240. You can also take advantage of the Life Change Tea, which I believe may still be on sale a little bit longer. Buy 3 months, get one for free. Incredible deal. And they're at getthetea.com. Again, help your liver to detoxify. That's your cornerstone starting point, in conjunction with getting your nutrition from food, eating real food. By the way, Get the Tea, if you like to pick up the phone, give them a call at 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408. Get your nutrition from real food. Here's an interesting story that's echoing the sentiments of what we've been saying here on the Robert Scott Bell Show forever, just about forever. Mexican Americans urged to cook like grandma. Now, we haven't isolated you to any hyphenated American status here. I'm just reiterating what's being reported on the United Propaganda International story. People from Mexico who eat U.S. style tend to gain weight from the Western diet. So researchers are urging Mexican Americans to cook like grandma. Really? But that means you're going to increase your fat, isn't it? They use lard down there. Oh, no! What are you saying? But they actually developed a year-long program to help 47 Mexican-American women return to a more traditional Mexican eating pattern, including eating more fruits and vegetables, less sugar, right? Refined sugar. Story on sugar next hour with Chris Barr we'll talk about. More balanced diet than the U.S. diet. That's right. I've talked about people from all over the world outside of the United States that somehow get here, and they begin to adopt our Western standard American deadly diet. The double D, and that is loaded with toxins, poisons, pesticides, etc. And, of course, if you go back to your eating like you did at home generations ago, there's your moment of dough, like Weston Price acknowledged, the observations of Weston Price. You abandon your native diet, you do so at your own peril, and each generation succeeding you will be weaker, more deficient, more diseased, and more vaccine deficient. What? What did I say? Well, that's what the doctors want you to believe. Oh, that's right. You're just vaccine deficient. Let's shoot up your child. Run. Run. Or do like 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, my dear friend, you know, author of Good to be King, Michael Badnarik says, Doc, you bring the syringe. I'll bring my .45. We'll see who makes a bigger hole. Oh, no, don't say that. That's a gun. You can't speak about guns. I'm sorry. Did they repeal the Second Amendment? I haven't heard about that. I know they're attempting to. Case in point, the reason why India was crying about and the attack on the Sikh temple, which I'm not happy about. I'm not happy about any of these gun attacks on innocents in theaters or other places. But the idea to disarm the people, as I said earlier today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, right here, right now, I said it, and I'll say it again. The medical profession runs your life. They run your political life as well. If you believe in the agenda of disarmament, because that is tantamount to utilizing chemotoxic poisons to destroy your immune system in order to kill the bad guys. You make defenseless your body by destroying the immune system. You make the American people defenseless when you take away their guns. Defenseless to who? Not only the wackos that are programmed by MK Ultra, statin drugs, and psychiatric medications, but also the wackos in government, the big government wackos who we were warned about by our founding fathers and framers of the Constitution that said, bind them down with the chains of the Constitution, lest they take over. Because it isn't the piece of paper, the parchment, which, by the way, was hemp. Hemp paper, which Obama won't even let American farmers grow with hemp. And they won't let you know about these basic truths. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Additional 5 days a week through National News Radio. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. That's where you'll see it. When we give government the power to make medical decisions for us, we, in essence, accept that the state owns our bodies. Not here, not now, not ever. That was Congressman Ron Paul, the doctor, the good doctor that he is. We're going to come back after the news. In the meantime, all I got to ask you to do is remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and many of you have heard my best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that I'll be in New York City Thursday, August 23rd, giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 different diseases like diabetes, obesity, cancer, and more can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There's been a lot of groundbreaking research in nutrition, and if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to my free seminar at the Roosevelt Hotel, 45 East 45th Street, Thursday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Call 615-389-7733 for directions and times. That's the Roosevelt Hotel, 45 East 45th Street, Thursday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Or call 615-389-7733 for directions and times. That's 615-389-7733. Again, 615-389-7733.